Agenda-setting conversations of the day.
Well, let's take a little bit of a breath from the protests. We'll be back with them in your mediated conversation in just a couple of moments' time. And there are obviously various things that have been going on within our society all at the same time that lead us up to all of this. For government, for the ANC, it's also the year of Charlotte Mokgweetsi, and of course that's led to questions around the hospital in her name. But one of the things that people can do to try and understand our society, it's perhaps an art form that isn't used very often, is the art of puppetry. The thing about puppets, of course, however, puppetry has a very long history, because you could use it to say things about a society that you couldn't in any other way. Buchle and Gaba has been putting on a puppet show. Well, it's not a puppet show, really. It's a display of puppetry, I should say, Buchle. She's a research fellow of humanities at the University of the Western Cape. Buchle, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Have I got that right? You can use puppetry in a way, and it's been used for a very long time, in a way to make comments about society that you couldn't actually do before.
Completely. And I think that one could definitely just say that that's the purpose of art, isn't it? That's what we can do. And I think that you're certainly right in saying that that's kind of what we're hoping to do through puppetry with this production.
The aim of the production, I mean, it's not just about Charlotte Mokgweetsi, it's also about the now. And I mean, you know, in a way, the story, her story is about patriarchy, and that's also the story of now.
100%, I think so. And I think that it's a story that hasn't been given an opportunity to really, really see the light of day, particularly at home in South Africa, which is such a pity. I think that when we speak of Mum Charlotte Mokgweetsi, you know, we all think of her very much as a figure, and also a figure that we often pick up to use, you know, when we need it, when it's convenient. Then we bring up Mum Charlotte Mokgweetsi's name, as opposed to thinking of her as a young girl who was born in South Africa, who picked up an incredible baton, and, you know, her thoughts changed, you know. For me, I think what the 20th century was going to be.
I've been very interested in watching. There's a huge debate. I mean, I call it a debate. It's really an argument. Yes. Some of it in print around her history, around, you know, the idea that she's been appropriated by certain for political purposes. I mean, I don't know nearly enough about it to make an informed comment on that. But I'm sure you've been watching that very closely.
I have been. You know, I think that the best way to respond to that would be to start off by saying that, you know, she was born, firstly, we already argue about when she was born, you know. That's already contested, and where she was born, which again shows you how often she's not just respected or seen for who she was, a real person, but rather as a figure that's convenient to slot in at certain points in history. But in actual fact, what we're dealing with here, you know, is a young girl who was born in 1871, who managed to somehow find herself in the US and the UK studying. This was a woman who interacted with W.E.B. Du Bois, you know, who chose to come back home and worked. She served her people. But because we don't know much about her story, you know, I think that we end up gathering bits and bobs. And we do what we can with it. And I don't think that that's always very positive. I hope that that somehow answered your question.
No, it does. And I mean, I found that even though it's the year of, I actually don't know, like the image hasn't been colored in for me. Can I put it like that?
Right. Completely. Could I maybe give you and your listeners a very, very, very brief breakdown of the figure that we're dealing with? Is, you know, as you said, we know Charlotte Mokgweetsi, but we don't often think about maybe Charlotte Amanya Mokgweetsi, you know. She was born in 1871. At that time, you know, we're already dealing with South Africa where obviously colonialism is strongly steeped in, but also missionary education, you know, is there. And her mother knew how to read and write, staunch Christian woman. So that's how she was raised, which means that, you know, she was exposed to education, but also that she really cared about education. And I think that that's something really important for all of us to note, that there was a hunger for education and for learning already. I don't think that what the people who necessarily educated Black Africans, what they counted on was that, you know, Black Africans would take that knowledge and use it to think for themselves. And I think that that's where the memory of Mum Charlotte Mokgweetsi proves to be very dangerous for some people to use often, because the point is she thought, and she thought for herself, you know. I mean, as I said, this is a young girl who somehow found a a choir, you know, as we all do. Sometimes we hear a pop song on the radio or something that we love and we go, man, I love that and I feel something. So this is also an artist. And as a result of that, she decides, okay, I need to go overseas without an idea of what that may look like, but just knowing that she has to learn more because she suspects that there's something to be learned that she can come back and teach at home. And that's exactly what she did.
It's an amazing story, Buchle. Thank you very much indeed, Buchle and Gaba. I mean, just such a big story to get to grips with and such an important story as well. Buchle and Gaba is a research fellow in humanities at the University of the Western Cape. Wish we had more time for that. But as you know, a very busy day, 28 minutes after 8.